from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, September 15th. Royal Caribbean's new adults-only area on Perfect Day at Coco Cay called Hideaway Beach will welcome guests starting in January. The new destination is designed to provide an atmosphere for adults seeking relaxation away from the family activities on the island. Features will include an acre of white sandy beaches, in-water hammocks, a live DJ by the pool, and two levels of cabanas, some with their own plunge pools. Dining options range from tropical pizzas to burgers, and multiple bars there will be serving craft cocktails. The area will be accessible on sailings from U.S. ports. It'll set you back between $39 and $89, depending on what time of year you sail. And the cruise ship Ocean Explorer, carrying 206 passengers and crew, was successfully freed after running aground off Greenland's eastern coastline this week. Now, despite initial failed attempts to refloat the ship and concerns about waiting for a larger Danish Navy vessel to get it off the bottom, it was eventually dislodged by a Greenlandic fishing research vessel. Throughout the ordeal, passengers remained largely positive, with some even joking that their main concern was running out of alcohol. You gotta have a sense of humor. And the Cruise Line International Association has unveiled its 2023 Global Cruise Industry Environmental Technology and Practices Report. Make that a little bit longer next time. The report showed of the 44 new cruise ships slated for delivery in the next 5 years, 25 of them will be powered by LNG, while 7 will be powered by methanol or capable to run methanol through their engines. Now, 120 cruise ships are currently able to use shoreside electricity, and by 2028, 72% of the cruise ships will have the capacity to plug in. CLIA's goal is to reach net zero carbon cruising by 2050. And the photo of the week comes from Sheila, taken from the portside balcony of the MS Rotterdam dock in St. Martin in early December. Beautiful photo here, Sheila. You can send yours in to doug@cruiseradio.net. And Cruise Line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 4%, 15.63. Royal Caribbean up 2.5%, 99.77. And Norwegian up 5.7%, 17.28. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.